WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's clear and 9 degrees above zero in Atlanta. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In local news, officials with ASIC, the Atlantic School Improvement Committee, issued a statement yesterday afternoon concerning their plans for a petition calling for a bond election related to capital improvements within the district. The statement said, due to the 2015 budget discussions at the January 27th Atlantic Community School Board meeting, the Atlantic School Improvement Committee is withdrawing the petition to obtain a bond for the proposed facility changes at Washington Elementary and High School buildings. The committee still feels the need exists. However, they also feel that these discussions are essential and is in the best interest of the taxpayers to occur before any bond is brought forth. Atlantic School District Superintendent Michael Amstein had said Tuesday the board would not accept a petition to put the $19.9 million school bond issue before the voters in a special election until they get a better picture of what next year's budget will look like. He cited the school's spending limit with regard to the cash reserve levy and unspent balance. ASIC had planned to present the petition before the board during its February 10th meeting. News time is 7:08.
This is Jason from the Parts Department at Lindeman Tractor. It's that time again. Time for the Big Blue Planter Parts Sale. You'll find great prices on all your Kinze parts this year, like disc openers for just $21, and that includes the bearing and dust cap. 3/4-inch wavy coulter blades are $21.50, and graphite is just $4.75 for 1-pound bottles, and $16.50 for 5-pound jugs. So don't buy your planter parts anywhere before checking with us. Offer good through February 28th. Lindeman Tractor, your Kinze dealer in Atlanta.
Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County are asking for the public's help in locating two Red Oak men who were involved in a fight last evening. Jason Ray Cornelison and Matthew Lee Guzman are accused of striking Cody Johnson multiple times with a blunt object or objects. Johnson was beaten after a fight broke out at the intersection of O Avenue and 250th Street south of Stanton. Authorities were notified of the incident around 5:30 p.m. Johnson was flown by helicopter to Omaha for treatment of serious injuries. If you know where Jason Cornelison or Matthew Lee Guzman are, you can contact Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at 712-623-5107 or Crime Stoppers at 1-800-432-1001. Three people were arrested on drug charges Tuesday night in Red Oak. A search warrant executed at 108 West Knuckles Street just before 9:30 p.m. resulted in charges against 20-year-old Jesse Dean Allman of Red Oak and 55-year-olds Vicky Susan Huber of Red Oak and Clifford Dale Palmer of Omaha. Allman was arrested for delivery of methamphetamine, possession of meth, and possession of marijuana. Huber and Palmer were arrested for possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. All three suspects were being held in the Montgomery County Jail, with Allman's bond set at $50,000. Huber and Palmer were being held on bonds amounting to $1,000 each. Red Oak Police and the Red Oak and Montgomery County K-9 units assisted in the search and arrests. In an update to our story last week about a rollover accident near the Cass-Audubon County line, the Cass County Sheriff's Office said Tuesday the driver of the 2000 Dodge van faces multiple charges associated with the accident. 36-year-old Timothy Orville Welch of Red Oak was ultimately charged with felony OWI third offense, 3 counts of child endangerment and driving while barred, both aggravated misdemeanors, possession of a controlled substance and driving while revoked, serious misdemeanors. Welch was also cited for failure to obey a stop sign, no proof of insurance, and failure to maintain control. He was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he remains held on $14,000 bond. The accident happened January 23rd as Welch's van was westbound on 350th Street in Akron early that morning. Authorities say when Welch ran a stop sign, he swerved to avoid a tree in the middle of the road at that location. The van rolled onto its side into the west ditch off of 710th Street. A female passenger in the vehicle, 31-year-old Louisa Faye Homan of Red Oak, was transported to the Cass County Hospital by Anita Rescue. 3 children in the vehicle were uninjured. And the Cass County Sheriff's Office Tuesday issued a report on arrests they made covering the period of January 20th through the 27th. Last Sunday, deputies arrested 45-year-old Michelle Lynn Burton of Atlantic on a felony charge of theft in the second degree. Burton was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on her own recognizance. Last Thursday, deputies arrested 40-year-old Kelly Lynn Teese of Avoca on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for theft in the fifth degree. Teese was taken to the Cass County Jail, where she was released later that day on $500 bond. And 26-year-old Lacey Faye Doris of Atlantic was arrested on a sheriff's office warrant for OWI first offense and 3 counts of child endangerment. Doris was taken to the Cass County Jail, where she was released the next day on $7,000 bond. Last Wednesday, 24-year-old Daniel Hart of Fort Dodge was arrested on a district court warrant for failure to appear. He remains in the Cass County Jail until his sentencing on January 28th. On January 21st, 48-year-old Richard Allen Worley of Atlantic was arrested on a district court warrant for a pretrial release violation and a Cass County Sheriff's Office warrant for OWI first offense. Worley was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on $1,000 bond. And on January 20th, deputies of the Cass County Sheriff's Office arrested 37-year-old Thomas Otto Williamson of Griswold on two district court warrants for failure to appear to serve jail time. Williamson was being held in the Cass County Jail until completion of the jail time he was assigned to. News time is 7:12.
This is Jason from the Parts Department at Lindeman Tractor. It's that time again. Time for the Big Blue Planter Parts Sale. You'll find great prices on all your Kinze parts this year, like disc openers for just $21, and that includes the bearing and dust cap. 3/4-inch wavy coulter blades are $21.50, and graphite is just $4.75 for 1-pound bottles, and $16.50 for 5-pound jugs. So don't buy your planter parts anywhere before checking with us. Offer good through February 28th. Lindeman Tractor, your Kinze dealer in Atlanta.
In the funeral announcements this morning, Joanne Neary, age 81, of Atlantic, died Thursday at Creighton Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Joanne Neary will be held today at 10 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. Nola Lamb, age 82, of Redfield, died Friday in Adel. Funeral services for Nola Lamb will be today at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter. Dwayne Partlow, age 90, of Stewart, died Monday. Funeral services for Dwayne Partlow will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Fairview Congregational Church in rural Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Myrna Nelson, age 76, of Shelby, died Sunday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Myrna Nelson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Lutheran Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby has the arrangements. Dorothy Betts, age 89, of Audubon, died Saturday. Funeral services for Dorothy Betts will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Paul Testrode, age 73, of Carroll, died Monday. A massive Christian burial service for Paul Testrode will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Holy Spirit Church in Carroll. Odie Twitt Funeral Home of Carroll has arrangements. Mary Carney, age 81, of Audubon, died Saturday. Funeral services for Mary Carney will be held Thursday at 1:30 at the Anita Community Center. Hockenberry, England Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Leslie Lucky Osborne, age 70, of Atlantic, died Friday. Funeral services for Lucky Osborne will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Otis Blakely, age 100, a longtime resident of Lewis, died Monday. Funeral services for Otis Blakely will be on Friday at 10:30 at the United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Marlon Fredrickson, age 77, of Atlantic, died Monday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Marlon Fredrickson will be Friday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Irma Bickford, age 106, of Greenfield, died Sunday. Funeral services for Irma Bickford will be Friday at 1:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Helena Hahn, age 94, of Greenfield, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Helena Hahn are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Betty Duval Ninehouse, age 89, of Audubon, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Betty Ninehouse are currently pending at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. And Jeanette Smith, age 76, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Jeanette Smith are pending at the Roland Funeral Home. The news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.